Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Astronomy Tower Hour with your hosts, Lane, Jen, Bridget, and our special guest host, Katrina.
Look at that. We have a Harry Potter intro now.
Oh, I love it. Who is that talking? Is that Neville?
Yeah, that's me. Warped as Neville. That's what it is.
I love it. That's awesome.
I'm glad it worked because last time, remember, it still went on the pirate one, and I was all mad. I was like, dang it, I made a Harry Potter one, and it still did pirate.
Oh, yay. So welcome to Astronomy Tower Hour. This is Jen, finally.
Wait a minute. Who is this? What host? What host is this? We don't have a Jennifer host.
I know. Jen, sorry. Jane. Siquar.
Yeah, the silent but deadly. That's what we call her.
Thanks.
Yeah. See, well, look at that. We got one host back, and we're talking about Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Hey, I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm doing a massive spoiler alert right now. Beep, 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 spoiler alert. So if you've not finished the book or have yet to read it, please don't listen to this. Unless you don't care, then you can listen, I guess, right?
Yep, that's right. Spoiler alert.
As annoying as we can be, right?
Yep, we're doing good so far, so we'll keep it up, we promise.
Oh, you guys, I'm so sorry if you can hardly understand me, if you hear people behind me, because I am at a party right now.
And it's not a Harry Potter party, because she doesn't love us that much.
It's another church party again, and I have a little friend, sitting beside me, looking at me queerly, you know, because she's only hearing one side of the conversation, but... You'll hear her say something or talk about something.
Cool. Sounds good. So we want to just, like, leap right into this thing? Or, yeah, sounds good? Okay, I guess it sounds good. We're going to be talking about the seventh Harry Potter book, which came out last Friday night. We were going to do a show last Sunday, but all of us cannot read as fast as we thought, and it took us a little while, so we decided to postpone it until tonight, so we could all have a chance to finish the book, and then if we'd read it too fast, we could do it again. So, yeah, like me. I read it way too fast the first time, so I had to reread it, like, twice to really fully understand what the heck is going on. But, so let's just... go ahead and give our opinion to the book and what we thought about it. I think this one is the best in the Harry Potter series. I think this one's my favorite. Order of the Phoenix was my favorite, but it kind of got, stomped on because I love this one. It's cool. What do you think?
Hold on, I'm being talked to in one ear and the other.
Never mind, I'll just keep talking then. I loved this book. It was awesome. I just loved how, because that's what I was hoping for. I was like, okay, if we're going to have the seventh Harry Potter book, I want to start right off the bat, just constant go, 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 and it did. And that was really exciting. The whole tent scene I could have done without, but it was kind of essential because there was little bits here and there where you had some info going where it was kind of important, but... I really liked it. I think Deathly Hallows is my favorite. It's got some awesome stuff going down, and it's really cool. So, now what do you think, Jennifer?
Now that I'm talking, right?
Yeah.
My favorite book has to be the fourth one still. But, you know, she did a fantastic job. Yeah, you hear me say that a lot. But that has to be one of the best closing books that I have read so far. I mean, just trying to get everything and, you know, closing all the loopholes that she had and just everything. I thought it was so cool because most of our theories were correct.
Yeah, I know.
Last one.
I was like, yes.
Last one. But
you were doing pretty good so far. We were right on Pirates. And
we
were right on Harry Potter. We're doing good.
We need to start making bets now, I swear.
We should have. You know what? I should have bet people money on Snape being good. I should have bet people money on that.
I knew it from the moment. I'm like, it has to be good. There is no way he could be bad. There is no way.
And I should have bet people that Harry was a Horcrux, because I believed that from the first time I heard it. That's what I think, because that whole thing with him and Voldemort, I'm like, that has to be some kind of weird Horcrux thing.
I don't know. Like, it was a possibility in my mind, but I don't know, for some reason, I just couldn't see it, because, like, I'm like, okay, maybe an unknown thing, you know, like an eighth Horcrux, you know, where, I accidentally, you know, gave a piece of my soul, which I could see, because he was tied and linked with him. I seriously thought that, like, I don't know, it was cool, though. I love the way she put it, and it just blew my mind away when he had to basically just let Voldemort kill him.
That was awesome. That part, yeah, was pretty cool.
And that
cool,
was like, Harry's gonna die. That's awesome. And then she brought him back to life, which is good.
Yeah. So all of us who were fighting for Harry's going to die kind of won, and everybody who thought Harry was going to live won at the same time. So
yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it was perfect.
It was a win-win.
Except for the fact that Voldemort didn't win. Well, he did for a point, so that was good.
I have one complaint about Voldemort, though, in this book. Okay, they're having, like, this massive battle, which was awesome, but where's Voldemort? Yeah, he's not in the front of the line. He's wussing out behind the scenes, and that kind of made me mad.
I
wanted Voldemort out there kicking
everyone.
I know, that's what I thought. I'm like, he doesn't fear anybody. Let's go, but
I guess he knew that Harry would just find him. But I think that's just, I don't know. Okay. What about Wormtail? I mean, we have this elaborate story on Wormtail, and he's just, you know, this retarded little guy who's just all in it for power, and then he does do his life debt, but he ends up killing himself. That is stupid. I'm like, that was just like the stupidest way to die. Oh, I killed myself.
Well.
Oh, strangulation. Hi. I mean, she made this character into someone who we just hate, because, you know, he betrayed Harry's parents. He cut Harry. I don't know. He did a lot of stupid stuff. I mean, he was a bad good guy, you know, or a good bad guy. That's what I'm trying to say. You know?
I was like, a bad good guy. What the flip?
I wanted to know what happened, like, when he was missing. What was it, like, the sixth book or the fifth book? When he was just gone, basically.
Yeah.
I wanted to know what he was doing. Because she said that she would, you know, talk about it. That she would somewhat close it. But
yeah, and that never got explained. That was kind of weird.
I know. I was just like, okay, so he strangles himself. I mean, you think that he would do something to where he could help Harry escape. You know?
You know, have you ever seen that movie Evil Dead?
No.
Oh, you haven't? Well, you know what I'm talking about. The guy that his arm gets chopped off, and so he has a chainsaw for an arm. It's like Night of the Living Dead, but all those movies is what happens. It's funny because that's an old 80s movie, and what happens is his hand gets possessed, and so he has to chop, and it like comes after him. So he has to chop it off with a chainsaw, and that's the whole image I got in my head of Wormtail. It was like his arm coming after him like this, and I was like, go for the chainsaw.
I thought it was significant in the fact that it was silver, and that maybe he would go after Lupin or go after Greyback, you know? Oh, silver hand. Oh, the only way werewolves can die is by silver. You know? Like, I thought that would be really cool. But no, he ends up killing himself with his stupid silver hand. I know, I just thought that was just really lame. I thought she just kind of did that really fast. Like,
well,
she didn't really think that through. I don't know. That's just my opinion, though.
I think that's also disappointing because he had a life debt to Harry. And I think people wanted more of him, kind of like how I wanted Snape, like jumping in front of, you know, an AK spell or something and, you know, risking his life like that.
Exactly.
And instead it was like this little subtle death scene that wasn't even that important.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Like I said, if I wanted to die, like, if I did have a, you know, a life debt, I would want to save this person. I mean, I know he's not the best, but he was not, he was your friend's son. You know, this guy was your friend. You know, Harry Potter's father, James, sorry, I am completely out of it. My foot is throbbing. But, James was his friend, and I know he ended up betraying him, but, I mean, he's still got to, you know, taking that into consideration, like, you know what, I do owe this kid something. Harry was in a bad situation where he could have died, yes, but I don't know. I thought that was just, like, a really bad death scene.
Yeah. Well, just, like, that sucks, you know. I killed myself. Well, that sucks, you know. That's going to be,
He stopped himself from having Harry freeze him or something, you know? Like.
Yeah, that's true. Well, if we want to keep on the subject of really horrible death scenes, I'm going to slide right on over to Snape's death scene.
Oh, so flipping mad.
He got bitten by a snake. What's that? I was so mad. I wanted a freaking Snape, like, showdown.
I know.
I wanted Snape, like, aching everyone, and he gets bitten by a snake and dies. I was like, what is this?
I mean, I thought, seriously, I mean, I knew Snape wasn't going to win if he had to go against Voldemort, especially with the fact that Voldemort had, you know, the Deathly Wand or whatever, the Hollow Wand. But at least give it some effort instead of like, oh, no, there's a snake. I'm good. You know, like, come on. I mean, I would still duke it out with him because he knew from that fact that he was not Voldemort, you know.
Yeah.
I would have had a duel with Voldemort. Even though I knew I would have died, it's better than getting bit by a stupid snake.
Well, it sucks because Snape is like one of the strongest wizards ever. I mean, his, like, Occlumency and everything is more powerful than Voldemort. That's insane. And you want to, like, you know, I mean, he's using it with Voldemort and stuff, but, I mean, you want to see Snape in action, and you never get to.
That
kind of bummed me out. I wanted to see how awesome, like, you know, how he was in his Death Eater days, like, throwing the spells out. I wanted to see that, but
what?
I was really disappointed, I must say. That Snape death scene kind of made me mad, but
yeah.
Oh well. Although we did get that whole chapter that was all Snape, which made me really happy. It made me like want to cry though, because it was so like, oh, Snape is lovey dovey with Lily. I loved it. I thought it was so awesome.
Kind of quiet. So. Okay. Well.
I really. Yeah. I liked the fact that whole Prince's Tale chapter was so awesome. I think it's one of my favorite chapters.
Which one? I'm sorry.
The Prince's Tale, the one about Snape, when he was younger.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was so cute. I was like, oh, they're friends. That whole part with the Patronus and Dumbledore, I was like, oh, that was a big romantic aw for me. When he was like, you know, you still love her, and he's all, always. I was like, oh, Snape, can I hug you now?
And I was kind of thinking, when I was reading that part, I'm like, that's not Dumbledore's. I'm like, you know, Prongs is a stag. So I could see, I'm like, that has to be Lily. But
that's
Lily,
what I thought. I thought it was Lily.
I'm thinking, oh, okay, so who loves Lily? And I'm like, oh, it has to be Snape. It has to be. Okay.
Yeah, that was cool. I really liked that part.
I was so excited when that happened. Bye. So, yeah, I was like, yes, I win again.
When Snape turned out to be good?
Well, the fact that it was Snape's Horcrux. It was
nice.
Okay, well, let me get back.
It was Yeah, I like the fact that, because a lot of people weren't for the Snape-Lily relationship, and I like the fact that that was brought about. I think that was cool. I didn't know it was as intense as it was, though. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Sorry. People are thinking about. Bye.
Look at how popular Jennifer is here. She has to talk to, like, 12 people at once.
I do, and I have to have hugs, and I have to, you know, all that other fun stuff. Okay, yeah, it's going to get kind of noisy because I am going to be walking in a loud area.
Okay.
So, keep talking.
Okay.
Oh, people aren't that loud.
That's the one thing that I also really liked at the end, the very end of Snape's death, when Harry gets the little mind memories from Snape. And all Snape does is just go, look at me, because he just wants to look into Harry's eyes. I was all, oh, man.
Yeah.
That was so intense. I was like, oh, I can't wait to see that part. They better put that whole part in the movie.
Yeah.
Because I want to see Alan Rickman pull that off.
Yeah. Oh, no. Alan Rickman will do a phenomenal job with that. I mean, and my dad asked me, he's like, okay, so if he didn't ever love Lily, would he risk his life for Harry? And the answer flat out would be absolutely not. He despised.
Yeah. We have a call. Do you want to take it?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you always say you want to introduce him, so.
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
Hello. Hello,
yeah.
Welcome to ATH.
This is
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
How much?
How's it going?
Good. What is this? What's your name and where are you located at?
I am Katrina. I'm one of the hosts.
Here's Katrina. She came. She showed.
Showed up. And Bridget's not going to be on tonight. She doesn't have any minutes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I figured that. But we're glad Katrina came in for a spin.
Yeah.
I thought I recognized the phone number. I'm like, I think I know this number, but I'm going to let them talk.
Curious.
Yeah. So Jen and I were just talking about the whole Snape death scene that happened in the book.
I think he could have died better.
Me too.
That's what I'm saying.
By a snake? Come on.
Well, yeah, and also that, but the whole Snape and the Lily relationship and the whole fact that when he gets the memories, you know, he just wants to look into his eyes. I thought that was an awesome touch.
Yeah, I liked that part a lot with him and her.
Yeah, that whole, like I said, I can't wait to see the movie because I hope they put that whole part because that part makes me happy.
Yeah,
that whole book, I was so sad and mad at the same time, and that part made me happy. I was like, oh, Snape.
Well, I mean, it does talk, I'm kind of moving off the subject, but it does talk more about Petunia. And I, like, seriously thought that there would be more about her. Because they're like, oh, yeah, you'll learn more about Petunia, and you'll understand why she's the way she is. Even you know, she always has something to say to Harry, but she never, ever is able to get it out of, you know, she's never able to say it.
I couldn't believe she actually wrote Dumbledore.
Yeah, that was, when that was revealed, I was like, what in the world?
And that's her, like, hating it because she wasn't allowed to join.
Yeah.
Was that what it was? Did he tell her no? Or was that ever...
He ended up saying, I'm sorry, I don't know, because she wasn't magical at all, I guess. She
didn't
have
anything at all.
Yeah, so that's, you know, he couldn't just have a muggle running around, you know, the school without any magic. I mean, what's the point of going to school classes or anything? She couldn't do anything.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I thought there was, like, a whole, like, conspiracy plot going on, though.
You know what, though? You know what? She probably could have been good at, like, potions or astronomy or something. I mean, you don't have to be magical to do that, do you?
You could have been good at what Selch does.
Yeah,
like a squid, right?
Yeah, she's, like, skinny and mean, and she would have been good at that.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, so that's okay. So we'll just like go on from there. What about the whole Dursleys part at the beginning?
Oh, I just
with Dudley making like a full 180.
Oh, I know. That was weird.
That was so, I thought that was so strange, because all of a sudden he's like, all right, Harry, I'm going to miss you. I was like, what?
No, it's broken. Okay, whatever. Sorry, I just broke my flip phone.
It's okay.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
Okay. The Dudley part was crazy. I was like, what?
I was like, wait a second.
Well, you know, he did end up saving his life, and Dudley knew that he saved his life.
Well, I would be a little.
You guys just spoke over each other. I just heard blah 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 blah. I was like, "What the?"
Lane, after you.
Oh, me? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then that whole part with the seven Harrys, where they all take the Polyjuice potion. And the whole, that's the part I want to see in the movie. It was Harry in the motorcycle with Hagrid in the sky getting chased by Death Eaters.
Yeah.
That. Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, but I was kind of laughing a little bit because I was thinking about in the movie, like this motorcycle going insane in the air, you know? And Harry's
well,
trying to hang on for dear life.
Yeah, he's like, he's on this little rickety, like, side cart, and I'm just like, oh my gosh.
I just think it's funny, like, Hagrid has them, like, flipping all over the place, and I'd be like, okay, this in the movie is going to be hilarious.
Now that I'm thinking about it, they didn't say any more about Hedwig. Like, they just said, oh, she stopped moving, and he threw her down in the thing, so basically she blew up.
Yeah.
Yes,
because
she exploded.
I'm surprised they didn't, like, say anything more about it.
Okay, who thought it was real? I thought, like, the funniest part, even though it shouldn't have been funny, was when George got his ear blown off.
That was funny just because
was
of what they were saying.
And then I thought, and then you hear that it's Snape who did it. I was like, oh, that's great. And then you know that Snape's good, and you're just like, sorry, spoiler.
Yeah, but that kind of shocked me, though, when they said that it was Snape that did it. I was like, whoa, Snape, what are you doing, man?
I still thought it was hilarious, though.
Yeah, they're like, ear, they're making all the jokes.
And then, they're making these jokes about it. I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
They're like, he's losing his mind.
That was great.
Yeah, and then right off the bat, Moody gets killed.
Well, I know. What was
that, that was nuts. I thought Moody was, like, the best of them all, and then he's like,
I know! And then all of a sudden, he's dead. I'm like, oh, no, he's not dead. And then they show up with the eye, and I'm just like, oh, are you serious?
That was
yeah.
Sick.
Like, that was. I thought that was kind of gross of Umbridge to have his
You're
eye. I was like, ah.
Just keep well,
that's Umbridge for you, though.
Yeah, that's true. I just, like, still, like, let's take his eye out. No.
Well, I mean, I would have done the same thing that Harry did. You know, just, like, take it out and bury it, because that's the only remains that they could find of him.
Yeah, that's true.
I would have been very mad if that was me. If I was Harry and I had to see that. Because, you know, Moody was his friend.
Yeah, I would have AK'd Umbridge right off the bat, but
that's what I would. Yeah, like she deserves it. I was surprised that she got away from all the centaurs.
So,
hey, girls, you need to be quiet though.
Hey, Katrina, what did you think like of the book as a whole?
What I liked it a lot.
Did you?
Yeah, okay. I thought it was really, really good, and I loved the ending, like the very last. Chapter.
Oh, the epilogue?
Yeah.
I heard that. Oh, you guys, tonight they're J.K. Rowling is having a interview, and they're talking about, like, how do I say it? Like, the epilogue was longer when she wrote it, and she had to condense it, and so she's going to be talking about the rest of the epilogue on this interview, and I'm actually recording it as we speak.
You know, I also heard something else, too. My mom was telling me about it. She said that they were doing she was on one of the talk shows, I don't remember which one it was, and she said, yeah, that was the end of Harry Potter, or is it?
Ooh.
No,
like, I'm not saying anything else.
Well, I heard that she was going to write a little, like,
there's an encyclopedia she's doing.
Yeah, I heard about that, and kind of, like, what happens if, you know, Harry becomes an Auror. Or
if they have kids or stuff like that. Yeah, I'm almost wondering if she's not going to either do stuff about what happened between them, or if she's not going to move over to the kids.
That would be cool.
I don't, I don't think that she would, because she already said, she said, I'm done with Harry. But, yeah, that doesn't mean that she's not going to talk about the children. But
little one.
What more could you do, really?
That's
with
true.
And me, in the epilogue, they didn't know anything about Harry, like what he did or anything.
Yeah,
true.
They didn't
like,
say anything. They were like, yeah, why is my name Albus, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, that was a nice, well, I did see on YouTube they have some interviews up with J.K. Rowling, and, you know, she does actually talk about what they did, what they do now that they're older. Like, Harry and Ron are both Aurors. Hermione works in magical law enforcement.
Yeah. Well, my father actually, he actually watched the interview and he recorded it for me. There was a short interview, and then the one that's recording right now is the longer interview of that short interview. So they
mm-hmm.
did release the shorter interview just saying, like, not, like, getting into massive details, but just, like, I don't remember what exactly he said. But, I mean, it talked about the seventh book, and it gave some stuff away. And then this one's supposed to be very detailed and very, like, what happens at the end and, you know, like, what happens after the epilogue, or, like Hermione, what does she do? How did, I don't know, just stuff like that. But, yeah.
So did you guys like the epilogue then?
Uh-huh. I did.
Yeah. Because when I was reading it, and I know a lot of people have already said this, but when I was reading it, I thought I was reading, like, a fan fiction story.
Yeah.
I really did, because, I mean, it was so, because you read the whole book, and it was, like, intense, intriguing, you know, wrapped you in its arms, stuff like that, and then you have this happy little epilogue where everything's happy, and, like,
yeah.
you know, blah, 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 and it just reminded me of so many fan fictions where I'd almost read the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's all happy, and it just... It was like out of the blue. It just seemed different to me. I liked it. I just thought it was a different touch. But,
the one part I was like so sad about in the book, and like the entire book, was when Lupin and Tonks died.
I know! I was
hated
so...
that part.
Oh,
See,
oh, oh
that part
oh,
was crazy.
Oh, my cousin just thought of this. It was so funny because, okay, the epilogue says 19 years later, okay? When
yeah.
Lupin and Tonks died, that was that year, right? The
uh-huh.
his first year of life. Okay, 19 years later, why is Tonks' kid still going to Hogwarts?
I think he's working there. Wasn't it?
I thought he was already graduated, and he was just like there.
Yeah, they just seen him there. He was hitting on somebody.
But
yeah.
He was hitting on the Bill and Fleur's daughter. That's
yeah.
who he was kissing behind the train or whatever. So he was just there to kiss.
But I was like, no.
I didn't even think about that because I was like, oh yay, Tonks' kid, you know, Lupin and Tonks' kid is there, yay. But I didn't even think about the age and everything. I was like, oh wow.
I wanted to know too: did he end up turning into a werewolf or was he just a normal wizard?
Yeah, that's true.
I would have. Sorry, keep going.
Oh, no,
we're done. You go.
I would definitely like to know that because they made such a big deal about it.
Lupin like threw a fit about it. But that was a cute part. I liked that. The Lupin Tonks. But you see, the one thing I knew right off the bat something wasn't right was when Remus came in and he's like, you know, you're going to be the godfather to our child. I was like, uh-oh, a whole
uh-oh.
Replay of
yeah.
Sirius uh-huh. with the Potters.
And then,
that
like, when he died, right when Harry died, I was like, oh, my God, he's like, the first thing that popped in my head was that baby's all by itself now.
yeah.
It wasn't even anything else. I didn't care about anybody else. I was just like, oh, that baby has nobody.
Katrina, Harry gets killed, you're like, oh, the baby!
Lane, I just kept thinking in my mind, I'm like, dude, we win. Oh my gosh, Lane gets her the Siri. He wins. How awesome is this? But I'm like, wait, there's so much more left. What is this?
Yeah, I know. I got excited because I actually thought Voldemort was gonna win, but
yeah.
then I was like, wait a minute, something's not right. You know, because the whole chapter title is like a flaw in the plan, and I was like, this isn't correct.
Yeah,
I think what they should have done more, which would have been more, I don't know. just to make it seem like the crowd was more upset than him just putting Harry down
mm-hmm.
on the ground.
Yeah.
Was, you know, when he was like messing with him and flinging him up in the air when he was by himself?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think he should have done that in front of everybody else. I know it's
yeah,
not really creepy, but otherwise, him just lying there dead, yeah, everybody's mad, but I mean, think of their fury, and that's why he was like backing down so much. It would have showed more. I think it'd been
yeah,
more
that whole part with him and the, you know, after he gets the spell from Voldemort, and then he's with Dumbledore talking in this place. I was like, what? What's going on? Are we in some
what
kind of
that?
Limbo, purgatory type thing? Or
what was his mind?
Yeah,
it was the Hallows where he was. He was in the Deathly Hallows when the three things got combined.
Oh, yeah? He was inside the ring, the wand, and the... Well, that's a good combination, because,
oh,
yeah, he did have the invisibility cloak with
it.
Wow. Yeah, he was holding the rock when he went up there, too, and then Voldemort had the wand.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys?
I just thought that that was cool when he was talking to Dumbledore, and they see that, like, writhing child on the ground. And, like, you know who that is. It's like, it's Voldemort, you know, because that's how he is in Harry's mind.
Yeah.
So it's just some kind of, like, writhing child. I thought that was cool.
If I cut out, I'm sorry. My phone is, like, ready to die. But we're almost home, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so, sorry.
Oh, what was I going to say? Before you got on, Katrina, Jennifer and I were talking about how we didn't like the fact that, you know, this whole war, this awesome battle was going on at Hogwarts, and Voldemort isn't even there at the front of the thing.
Oh, I know. What a coward.
I was so mad because I was, you know, I guess I gave Voldemort way more respect than he deserved, but I was just thinking that he was, like, you know, top villain of his game.
But you know
what?
If I was Voldemort, I'd be scared, too, because how many times has Harry beat him?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you see, when you hear, like, that first chapter, he's, like, all high and mighty. He's, like, I've made mistakes, but I'm not going to make another one. And
well,
then you freaking make
right
more.
Right here.
Oh, I'm like, you are retarded.
Well,
I just was so mad at Voldemort. I'm like, go out there, start AK, you know, fight.
Well, he has the Hollow Wand there that is undefeatable, basically. I mean, he could flick
it
and, like, 200 people would be dead.
But the problem is he doesn't know how to use it.
Yeah.
That's true.
So,
because, yeah, he couldn't. Because he had to kill the... That's true, he couldn't use it. So that's why.
I think Harry should have kept it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, then again, I think, you know, as time goes on, I'm pretty sure Ron got it. Because Ron wanted it, so I think that would be fair, but...
Okay, did you guys get irritated with Malfoy? I wanted to, like, slap him.
Well, when the whole Room of Requirement thing, when, you know, he's trying to find Ravenclaw's thing, and then all of a sudden Malfoy's in there, I was like, Malfoy, leave him alone!
Malfoy was, like, driving me nuts.
I was excited. I am a Malfoy lover. I absolutely love Malfoy. And I was so glad that he got some more parts in that, like, other than having him, like be deathly pale because there's this lady floating above, you know, like, having to use different curses and stuff that he really didn't want to. I was so glad when Narcissa and Lucius were actually, like, breaking down in tears trying to find Draco. I was so excited because I didn't think that Lucius was one of those people who are like, oh, my gosh, where's my son, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know what else? Hey, Jennifer, remember that whole thing when we were talking about when I said if she killed Snape, I wanted Lucius to stay alive? And he did! That's why I can't be mad at J.K. Rowling because I'm like, okay, you kept Lucius alive. I'm not mad at you. I mean, I'm still mad at you for killing Snape, but...
Yeah, she kept Lucius and Draco. I'm very happy.
Oh, the whole fact that, you know, when everybody's gathered in the Great Hall, the Malfoys are there, too. I mean, even though they're not, like, taking part in, the celebration, they're still there as a family.
See, but to me, like, and during the whole big battle, after the room on requirement, Malfoy, like, went and hid.
Well,
I thought he was fighting, well, not fighting, but I thought he was amongst
he
them.
Was trying,
and remember
yeah,
Harry
he was,
and Ron knocked him out or something?
He was, like,
he
running.
Was, no, he was, Remember, he was like, oh, I'm on your side. They're like, oh, you're such a git. Remember, he was trying to, I don't know, he was trying to get away or something.
Yeah, and they said, we saved your life again.
Bye. Yeah, I know, again, we saved you.
Now, I have to say this, and I don't usually do this when I read books, but there was a point in the book where I actually started laughing out loud so hard I almost started crying.
Oh,
and
no.
And the part was when McGonagall has all the desks and she yells, "Charge!" and all the freaking desks are, like, galloping. I'm sorry.
God.
I laughed so hard at that part. I'm like,
that was
if
hilarious.
They put that in the movie, I will clap my hands.
No.
My favorite part, and, like, what for you, was when Mrs. Weasley called Bellatrix a B-I-T-C-H and just started, "Don't you dare touch my cat!" Rah! You know? Like,
oh, that part was awesome. That was just, yeah.
I mean, this Mrs. Weasley, this loving, you know, wonderful mother, and then all of a sudden she's like, "Rah!" You can see how
isn't
the mother
one of our series?
Turn.
Well,
isn't
that
one of our series?
They put that in the movie, too. That's cool. See her, like, throwing off her cape and going crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, I think they will. I think they'll definitely put that in the movie.
They have to keep the wording, though, because that was, like, intense. As soon as she screamed that at Bellatrix, I was like, whoa!
That was funny.
Because that was funny. I was reading it with my older sister, and we were both reading it at the same time, and I was like, Mrs. Weasley just cussed! And she's like, what? I'm like, she's using harsh language.
Cool,
I really liked that part. That part was awesome.
I was like, yes, that was awesome. I was like, I was serious. I was just laughing. I'm like, go, Mrs. Weasley. Kick some flipping butt. I was so mad at Bellatrix.
Yeah.
In fact, she killed my Sirius. At least we got to see him, though. I was so excited.
Yeah, even though he was a little spirit. That's cool.
And I like that we got to meet Aberforth.
Yes, Aberforth.
Brother.
Yeah, Lane and I were discussing that, actually, not too long ago.
Yeah.
About Aberforth.
I just love the fact that his Patronus was a goat. That made me happy. I just love how, like, a smart aleck he is, too.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, Aberforth, you're awesome.
Dumbledore.
I like it's the battle. I like when he shows up and he's like, what are all these people doing coming in through my tub? There's this giant battle coming on, and that's what he's concerned about.
Yeah.
People walking, like, through his house.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
sorry. That was cool. And I liked it, Aberforth, the fact that he was, like, keeping an eye out for Harry, that was cool.
Yeah.
That'll be fun to see in the film.
Oh,
we want to say dramatic death. Did anybody cry at Dobby's death, or were you shocked or surprised?
Oh, Dobby!
I couldn't believe. I was, like, kind of proud of Harry that he actually just, he, like, dug the grave himself.
That was awesome.
And, you know.
But it was just, like, such a, like, kick in the shin, because you're sitting there reading, and all of a sudden it's like he looked at Dobby, and there was, you know, Bellatrix's dagger protruding out of his chest, and I was like, oh, no!
He didn't die like a wizard, you know?
Yeah. I'm like, he was killed in cold blood, man. That was just, that was really sad.
I was hoping that Dobby would just completely destroy something. He's like, you do not hurt Harry Potter, you know? Like, Freddy. I was so glad that they brought him back.
Yeah, that was cool. Well, not only that, but the fact that even Creature turned around and actually became good.
I know! That was amazing!
And then the fact that him and all the house elves are freaking, like, using cutlery to... I started laughing at that part, too. I thought it
was
awesome.
Great. Yeah.
Grab the dishes and the cups and knives and forks and go for their ankles.
I was a little disappointed that we didn't see a whole lot more of, like, the, you know, more of the mystical creatures and stuff like that. I mean, we did see spiders and giants and, like, centaurs and stuff, but I wanted to see, like, dragons blowing things up and, you know, unicorns, you know, just all this stuff that we've been seeing and heard about, like, the blasted skirts burning people and, you know. Like,
well, I thought it was cool that the Thestrals and Buckbeak came in. I thought that was a nice touch, because I'm like, what are the Thestrals, you know, what are they doing there? And then they're fighting, and I was like, well, that's cool.
That's cool, yeah.
Because I didn't think that they would be in on it, but I was like, all right, we'll take that.
Nice to them. They're all nice to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool. That was a cool part. And then we didn't see Fox, but I figured we wouldn't, so I wasn't really expecting it.
Yeah. But I that would be cool if Fox was, like, kicking butt. I don't know.
It was cool, though. That battle was awesome. That was what I was looking for. I'm like, all right, where's my battle? I'm waiting the whole book for this, and then it starts, and I was like, yes.
I was hoping that she would put it more into detail, but, I mean, with so much going on, it was hard. I'm sure it was difficult to write that. I mean, all, you know, killing off all these people, and I don't know.
But, well, not only that, but I mean, like, well, a lot of people did die, though. I mean, like, Colin Creevy gets the axe. But it was weird, like, you see people that you haven't seen, like, Oliver Wood was there. I'm like, what in the world is Oliver Wood doing
like
there?
A giant,
I mean, we haven't heard from him for, like, 5 books.
I know.
I liked how Percy came back.
Oh, that was cool.
You know, though, I would rather have Percy than, or I'd rather have the, because one of the twins did end up dying.
Fred.
Yeah, Fred.
And I was like, kill Percy off. I was so mad that they killed him off instead of Percy.
Well, we knew one of the twins was going to die. That was like, she like said that. She was going to kill one of the twins.
Oh, I was so mad. Like,
that was, I was really depressed by the fact that it did, you know, show Fred. I was like, oh, Fred died.
I know this is horrible of me. As much as I love the trio, I would rather have Ron die than one of the
twins. Thank you.
Katrina, like, I felt so bad. Well, as soon as I saw that George has got his ear cut off, I was like, uh-oh, Katrina's theory about the Weasleys dying is coming true.
Yeah.
I was so mad. Ron's actually my favorite character. Jennifer, you didn't get to hear this whole conversation we had. I wanted him to die. I mean, even though he's my favorite character, I just thought it would be more dramatic.
Pushing Hermione out of the way and sacrificing himself for her because he loved her.
Yeah.
I could see Ron doing
that. I wish he kind of would have died anyways in the beginning because he made me mad.
He left. I was being a little punk.
He was. I wanted to slap him. I wanted to slap him hard. I'm like, give me the sword. Give it to me now. I will slice him right now. Quit being a dick.
Yeah, you can say that. That's cool. I was just, that made me upset. And then he left. I was like, Ron!
He didn't even come back either. I was like, hello? And, you know, and when Dumbledore gave him that, I don't remember what it's called in his will.
The Illuminator?
Yeah. It was like he knew Ron's kind of like a backstabber and he's going to leave. You know, like he's going to turn his back on his friends.
Yeah, that was... that made me mad. I was like, Ron, you wuss, you know, stick it out. That made me, But then that whole part where he comes back and the silver dope, Patronus is there. That was crazy. I wasn't expecting Ron to pop up there, and I was expecting, like, a Death Eater ambush.
Yeah,
I was about walking around, and all of a sudden, it's like, you know, there's a dope there. That's odd, and,
It all made sense, though, after, you know, Harry found out it was Snape. Like, you know, something was lurking in the forest, and he couldn't figure out what it was and stuff.
Yeah.
That makes me so happy. See, I just want to sit here and go, because, you know, Snape's there helping. I was like, I believed in you, Snape.
I know, after I read the book, my whole opinion of Snape, like, totally changed.
You know what? I liked him from the beginning. I was a big Snape fan.
Yeah,
and
I wasn't
like, he has to be good. There is no way this guy has, you know. The whole aspect on the eyes, that I'm just like, he loves her, and he has always loved her, and there's no way that he could betray Harry because he loved his mother. And that just kept me going. I'm like, he's loyal. There's no, you know, if she would have made him non-loyal, I would have just thrown the book.
That's true.
Yeah. When it's like, what I liked about the fact was, I lost my train of thought. Sorry.
Lily.
No, it had nothing to do with Lily, actually.
Oh. I was just trying to help bring up things. I'm like...
Oh, yeah, now I remember. And actually, the last book, the sixth book,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't actually even mad at him because he killed Dumbledore off. Like, because of what his reasons for, I mean, and even now it even goes deeper, she's showing in the seventh book,
mm-hmm.
but his reasons for killing Dumbledore and stuff too in the last book still kind of showed he was good at heart.
Yeah.
Because even though he did kill him, he was doing it to save another person's life. That was even, you know, that Dumbledore would have wanted him to save Draco instead of himself.
Mm-hmm. Lane, didn't I tell you he made a pact with Dumbledore? I was so excited. I'm like, another one. I win again. I was so excited.
Not only that, but it was kind of it was crazy that Snape is like, you know, if I kill you, you know, what's going to happen to my soul? And Dumbledore's like, I don't know. And he's like, kill me. I was like, whoa, Dumbledore, he's down.
Well, Dumbledore's already dying.
Yeah.
Because of
I just thought that was like, weird. Like, he didn't even seem that concerned about what happened to Snape. I guess it's just the Snape fan coming out, but...
He's
troubled.
I mean, if someone asks you full force, okay, you have to kill me so that Harry will find out his true purpose and so that he can kill Voldemort, all in the end, you know it's good. And so there's no... I don't think that... I don't know. I think Dumbledore knew it. He just didn't want Snape.
I was kind of shocked though that it was Dumbledore was going to die from a curse. Like, I don't know.
Dumbledore's
I was
invincible.
I was expecting something more bang. You know, like how he really did die.
Yeah.
But he was going to die from a curse. I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's weird. You know, everything he can survive, but he can't survive this little curse.
Yeah. He drank that crap, for heaven's sakes, you know?
Yeah, and he was okay with it.
Yeah, that was weird. I was just like, okay.
Well, yeah, what about the whole Dumbledore history thing that we found out?
Oh, my God, with his sister?
Yeah.
I was sad. I was like, aw.
Well, at first I was getting scared because when that whole thing with Rita Skeeter and, like, Dumbledore did this, Dumbledore did that, and then it shows the picture of him with Grindelwald, I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I was like, Dumbledore, what are you conjuring? You know? I was getting a little, yeah.
I was like, oh, sorry.
No, here.
Say something.
I'll remember. You can go.
Okay. I'm sorry. Well, if you're going to forget, go ahead.
No, you go.
Okay. Jennifer, just go.
I don't know. For some reason, I always just thought positive. Like, you know what? Dumbledore... Number one was young, yes. But, I didn't think of him as bad. I figured, you know, for the greater good, I figured that he was saying something and then they just interpret it wrong, you know? Like, you just didn't get the full letter or the full effect of what he was trying to say to Grindelwald. It just came out wrong, kind of thing, you know? Like, Dumbledore thinks about what he says, and, like, Harry, he always misinterprets Dumbledore.
Well,
I mean, he's always...
Well, he misinterprets, like, everybody, so...
Well, that's true. But, you know...
To me?
Dumbledore says one thing, and he's thinking, you know, he kind of sees the overall picture kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, he's
and
thinking,
Harry
like, 20 years in the future.
So much. Yeah, I mean, Harry can only see so much, so he's like, okay, well, I think this is what, you know, what's going to happen. So I'm like, okay, well, Dumbledore knows what he's talking about. People are just not understanding it. And maybe Grindelwald wasn't understanding it as well. And then Rita Skeeter is just pulling it out of the fucking water.
See, I think when Dumbledore said, you know, for the greater good, he meant he wanted to hurt all the Muggles. Because the reason his sister was the way she was because of Muggles. They
yeah.
were, like, harassing her and beating her up and doing all that stuff. And then she just kind of went insane from it. So he
yeah.
was mad because, you know, look at what you guys did to my sister. You know, so and he
yeah, but I'm surprised that he was still so accepting of Muggles, even though you know they did all those horrible things to his sister.
I couldn't believe that she like you know how his sister like she wasn't born like that. She was actually going to be very 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 talented.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they completely ruined her.
And they ruined her.
The thing that I'm though, because like usually, if you do end up despising one thing, like okay, say Muggles. What turned him around saying, okay, you know what, I accept them. I want this school to have Muggles in it. I want, you know, these Muggle-born children to have a chance to learn, you know, when there's so many people out there that hate, you know, despise mudbloods, whatever you want to call them.
I think it was... Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine.
Oh. I was going to say, I think it's because he, you know, he realized, okay... This is what caused it in the first place, was because of everybody's hate and fear between each other.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's keep doing that. And then when his sister ended up dying, they were fighting over that because, you know, Aberforth, I can't say his name, found out about, you know, what him and Grindelwald were doing. And they caused that big, you know, magical duel that ended up killing his sister. And, you know, that kind of opened Dumbledore's eyes going, ooh, you know, this is exactly what we were trying to not
to prevent, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. I just, and the whole thing, you know, with him and Grindelwald, and well, the way that Dumbledore was acting, like he was going for the power thing, I was like, whoa, Dumbledore. He was just, that whole young thing, that was crazy. But
yeah,
although I did like it, I've supported Aberforth pretty much the whole time because I was like, yeah, you can see where he's coming from, you know, because he's got, you know, a messed up sister that he has to, he's trying to take care of. And then his brother's like, you know, ignoring him and seeking glory. So you can understand why he'd be mad.
I like Aberforth a lot.
Me too. I think he's awesome.
Yes, I triple ditto.
I think he, I just think it's not only that, but I think it's just funny that he likes goats. That's hilarious.
Oh, the goat.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
he's
funny
awesome.
With the Death Eaters. It was a goat. Can't you see that? It was
that's
a stag. There's a difference between a stag and a goat. Oh, that was just funny.
He's all getting, being a smart aleck with them. I was like, Aberforth, you're awesome. You get a high five.
I had to give him props on that, too. I was like, you know, you're pretty brave.
Yeah, he is. Well, no, well, he's a Dumbledore, I guess, so. But, ooh, there's one part we haven't talked about yet. It's the Gringotts part.
Oh, that was dumb. Ugh.
You really think so, huh?
I thought he liked Goblin. The Goblin made me mad.
I know! I was like, okay, so we can kind of trust him because, you know, he's going to end up with the sword and whatever. And then, just the fact that, I don't know, that just irritated me. That he just kind of left him there to try to save his own skin.
Well, that's what
like
goblins
Bill,
do, though.
Yeah, Bill warned him, you know, just so you know, he's going to do something to you. They're not, you know, their word is completely different than ours. And, you know, Harry was
That's what Bill ended up saying, didn't he? Or was it Charlie? I don't remember. One of them said, you know, you got to watch it. Whoever married Fleur, was it Bill?
Bill.
Yeah, it's Bill.
Okay. Yeah, he's like, you know, their trust is a little bit different than, their word is a little bit different than.
Yeah, than, you know, ours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not only that, but I mean them, and then they actually go into the vault, and there's a Horcrux in there. That was just crazy.
Well,
you know, they're trying to get the cup.
Up.
Yeah, that was cool. I just,
cool.
You know, they're trying to get the cup, and then like thousands of cups pop out.
That was kind of interesting, like to imagine in my mind. You know, all of a sudden cups come out, and then they're all burning.
You're frying yourself. That's
I have a feeling they're going to hold out with that part in the movie. Like, I think they'll have, like, a billion stuff fall, but I don't think it'll be burning them. You know what I mean?
Well,
in the movie?
Yeah. I was excited because, you know, how we were talking about that dragon?
Mm-hmm.
How they were riding on the back of the dragon, and all of a sudden, boom, there's the dragon. I'm like, okay, so there has to be something because we haven't even heard about any dragons except for Norberta. Norberta. I thought that was kind of funny. But so I thought that was kind of cool. Except for the fact that he was blind. But, yeah, anyways.
Yeah, I thought it would have been better if the dragon, well, because I'm with you on the whole, the dragon should have been in the final battle. Like, the dragon comes back and helps fight the battle. And he just flies away. And I was like, what in the world?
Well, that's like, they kind of showed, like, in the fourth movie, you can't tame a dragon.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Them coming to help you is, you know, they'll kill all of you anyway, so that would be in everybody's best interest not to have them there.
Yeah, I just thought that whole Gringotts part was, like, really random. It was, like, one random thing after the next.
Yeah.
I was like, they're here, and then they bust out of the Gringotts thing, and then there's a dragon, and let's jump on it, and it flies out of Gringotts, you know, and it jumps him off, and he runs away, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, what? That's the most random thing ever.
I think it was more of a filler trying to get to one point to the next, because they needed just more of a filler, I guess, that's what I'm trying to say.
Well, it just surprises me that that part is actually on a cover of a book. That's what surprises me.
Because
that doesn't seem like that much of a significant part, but.
No. Well, I mean, it was a Horcrux, but still, yeah, I can understand where you're coming from. Definitely.
I was, the whole part, I'm sitting there going, what in the world is, I don't know. I did that a lot in the book where I was going like, what? You know?
Because
there were so much, like, things going on. I was, yeah. It was crazy.
Okay, so name off all the Horcruxes.
Name off all the Horcruxes?
Yes.
The ones that were destroyed in this book or in all the books?
All of them.
Okay, let's see. We got the diary.
Okay.
The ring. Ravenclaw's headdress.
Okay.
The
ring.
The ring. Yep, the ring. Hufflepuff cup.
The locket.
Okay. Yeah, the locket.
That's six so far.
Harry's scar. And what was the next
seven.
One? Well, Voldemort had one. Still a piece of the soul in
himself. Nagini.
Oh, yeah, Nagini. Hello, the only biggest one they had.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, he had eight Horcruxes.
Okay.
Because Harry was an accident.
Oh, okay, now that we're on the questions, I have like, a little question game for you guys.
Okay.
Like, so, I didn't go to Borders with you, Lane, as you know.
Uh-huh.
I went to Walmart.
Uh-huh.
And we handed out little... How Harry Potter's Pensieve Challenge.
Okay.
Take a look and see how far back you can remember.
Oh, no, we're in trouble. My memory sucks. I'm just warning everybody now, so
okay.
Have fun with this.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
So when is Harry Potter's birthday? A, June 31st, B, July 31st, C, October 31st, or D, August 1st?
July 31st.
Sure.
What do you have
know better than me. I know his parents died on the 31st of October.
It's July 31st, because isn't Voldemort's birthday like December 31st or something like that? I remember, because they were on the opposite solstices. I remember that.
Yay.
Okay, keep going.
Yay, okay.
Did you guys say July 31st?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. You're correct.
Yay.
Woohoo! We win prizes. Look at that. Yay. Invisible high fives.
Okay. Oh, funny.
So, the next question is, this is a hard one.
Okay.
How many staircases does Hogwarts have?
Oh, crap. Okay.
A, 142, B, 412, C, 124, or D, 214?
Oh, geez.
I say
God.
D.
I say 142. And you said what? You said 214, is that what you said?
Yes, D, whatever that is.
Okay.
Okay. The correct answer is A, 142 stairs.
Yay, 142. Hey, look at that. Ooh, eat
that.
That.
That was actually my first answer, but I was like, no.
Oh, yeah, sure, try to change it now.
Well, no, seriously, but I was thinking 12. Okay, 12 is one of those numbers, because you know how she is with numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. 12 is more of a significant number than 42, so I was like, But yeah, that's what was my first answer, but I did the 12 instead.
All right, question number three. What is a person who can communicate with snakes called?
Parselmouth.
Parselmouth, oh, yeah.
I knew. Okay, well, you got that one right. I didn't even time to read off the answers.
I was like,
woohoo! We're doing good. Look at this.
Yay!
So far, we have Lane with three.
Yeah.
Jen with two.
Woohoo! Look at that.
All right. Who sends Harry a Valentine in his second year? A, Pansy. B, Pavarti. C, Hermione. Or D, Ginny?
Ginny does, because it has the little cupids that fly. And it plays music, doesn't it? Or sing or something?
So you say, Lane, you say Ginny. Who do you
oh,
say,
yeah.
Jen?
I said Ginny. I was the first one. Yay, so Ginny.
All right, the correct answer is D, Ginny.
Woohoo! Yay! Look at that.
All right, question number four. Wait, where are we at? Lane was four, Jen was three. Okay. What are the guards at Azkaban?
Dementors. In stereo.
Okay, that one's correct. Who's got that? Okay. And what is the middle initial of Remus Lupin?
R.J. J, right? Yeah, it's R.J. Lupin.
Yeah.
Okay, I got that one right, too.
Woohoo! Isn't it like, well, it just says middle initial, right?
Yeah,
Okay, yeah. So it's like middle name. I think it's John. I'm not sure.
What is Nadai Moody's real first name?
Alistair.
Alistair.
Oh, dang it. I was like, I know this.
Ooh, look at that invisible disc to Jennifer. Ooh, ooh.
Oh,
touché, Lane.
All right.
You'll get claps if you get this next question right.
Okay.
Okay? What is the name of Hagrid's giant mother?
Oh crap.
Is it A?
Ferdwulfa, B, Frilafa, C, Grenadine, or D, Frolinka?
Grenadine.
Grenadine. What was the first one? Isn't it Ferdwulfa or something? Is that what she said?
Yeah.
None of those sound correct to me, but...
I know. I was like, I think the Grenadine for us all.
I'll say Grenadine, too, because the others just don't seem right to me.
Is that the final answer?
Yeah, I guess.
It is Ferdwulfa.
Oh, for crying out loud!
That's the one that I would least thought of.
That's crap, because I'm like, Fudd Wolf doesn't sound right. I thought that was like the leader of the giants that wasn't the mom. Ah, Fudd.
Okay. Again.
I suck. I'm not a Harry Potter fan. I didn't know Hagrid's mom.
Okay.
Yeah, throw me out of the fandom. I suck. I didn't know Hagrid's mom.
Either.
She appears once in the book, and I didn't even know. That's horrible.
How
okay.
What is that?
Next question. What is the name of the Minister of Magic?
Which one? The new one or the old one?
The old one.
Cornelius Fudge?
Yeah, I was like, somebody was going to ask at the end. Fudge.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. It is Cornelius Fudge.
Ooh, right, can I ask you? Okay, now I get to turn around and ask you guys a question. Who is the new Minister of Magic after Scrimgeour?
Who is it?
The one with an M. What's his name? The stupid one. Wait, no.
The stupid
name? Oh, crap. Kinsley.
I know
Kinsley.
This.
Where? Kinsley.
No.
Yes, you're right. It's Kingsley Shacklebolt.
I knew it. Oh. Like, what's his name? I know.
I'm like screaming. I'm like, Kinsley.
Oh, well, it's funny because Jennifer's like, the stupid one. I'm all, okay, well, that helps.
Like,
I didn't like
no
Kinsley
way.
At all. Sorry, I was just like, ah.
I thought he got bewitched.
No, Dawlish did.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
three,
so you got more questions for us?
I have three more questions for you guys.
Okay.
What is the name of the black family's house elf?
Creature.
Correct. Hold on one sec.
They have all these easy questions, and they have freaking Hagrid's mom's name.
No, what is that?
What is this? Gosh, this is a jip. Okay. Sorry, I like the Q&A, though. It's fun. I just, yeah. That question was crap.
That was. I don't think anybody would have gotten that.
And you know whoever was listening to that at the time was like, Fern Wolfa, you idiot!
All right, this
guy doesn't know this. Come on.
Yeah. All right, leader of the show, Katrina.
Okay.
Our show host, talk show host. There we go.
All right, everybody, you ready for a little bit more of a challenge?
Yeah, let's challenge this.
As long as it's
almost as good as Hagrid's mom.
Okay,
here we go.
What is Dumbledore's favorite jam?
What?
What?
He has a favorite jam?
Oh, yeah.
That's really
I bet that answers your question, huh?
I thought he had a favorite every flavor
yeah,
bean,
jelly
but I
bean.
Didn't know if it was...
Nope.
I didn't know if it was... Oh, wow.
Hmm. He's got a favorite jam. I will read off the options. A,
okay.
Strawberry. B, raspberry. C, blueberry. Or D, marmalade.
Marmalade.
What? This is a crazy question.
I know. I don't even remember this in the book.
Okay, let's
remember
see.
I remember the bean, but I don't remember this.
Okay, let's see. Go over them again one more time.
A, strawberry. B,
okay.
Raspberry. Blueberry. And marmalade.
Okay. Let's pick raspberry, because that's in Spaceballs where he's on raspberry. I just like that. I'm just saying that because Spaceballs.
Oh my gosh, you got it right, though.
What?
What?
Are you serious?
Yes, favorite jam is raspberry.
That's awesome. I'm just sitting there, I'm like, Spaceballs, what have you done?
It's
all raspberries. Eat that, Jennifer. Stick that.
What? You know what? Ugh.
All right, now, Barry.
You thought you started on Harry Potter. That's right, me.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, touche. Okay. I have now the final question. If this was like a million, must be a millionaire, it would go down.
All right, let's go.
Oh, ready for it?
Yeah.
What are infery?
The dead bodies. The corpses.
No, the living corpse. They. Yeah.
I guess that doesn't make
back sense.
Dead corpses is kind of a.
That's a life.
Like an oxymoron. Yeah. I'll say because they were the ones. They were the corpses in the water that came out and were alive. So yeah.
Yep, the ones that are animated corpses.
Woohoo!
Yay!
See, use corpse, Jennifer. You have to use corpse.
That's what I said. I said the living corpse. I said the ones that were brought back to life, kind of.
That's cool. I like these questions. They make me think.
Yeah, all of them.
I just didn't like the Hagrid's mom one. That's the only one I didn't.
That was
want.
Hard. I was like reading it. I'm all, what? I'm like, that had to have been named one time in the whole series of the books.
Where did it say something about his?
It
jam?
Has to be when he went to his when he went to go try and get giants to join him.
Mm-hmm.
It had to have been during that book.
Okay, what about the jam? Did it say, like, when he said about the jam? Because I don't not remember that either.
It just says when. What was his favorite jam?
That's weird.
I don't remember that one either. I was just like, what?
We have two options, you guys. We could either read the books again, or we can Google it.
That works. Google is fun.
I need to read them over again, so I have to, every time when I read it, you know, I need to think about that.
So,
he probably
says
it in, like, the first book, at, like, the first, like, I don't know, when you first meet Dumbledore. I like
when he's eating.
The raspberry jam.
Or, oh, no, you know what? I think I know what it is. Remember when he goes to meet the Dursleys?
Mm-hmm.
When he goes to get Harry Potter, doesn't he ask, doesn't he eat their food? And he says something about his favorite jam in that.
You know, that sounds right.
Doesn't that kind of sound
I think that is right, where he's... Yeah, because remember he's talking to Petunia, and she starts to start something or whatever, and he's like, you know, remember my last, and so she shuts up.
Yeah.
I remember, yeah, I think you got it right.
Oh, yeah. 2 points, Petrina.
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah, invisible high five being sent. Wow. Those are fun questions. I like that. And I love how completely off the freaking Deathly Hallows topic that was, but it was fun.
Hey, got
a quiz job to the Deathly Hallows.
That was fun. I liked it. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Because
the only thing they did for us when we were waiting for the book is they had, like, a little place where you could, they had tarot reading, and then they had a place where you could do, like, crossword puzzles and stuff, which was fun because I was doing pretty good with that. And then they had a lady that was drawing on your face and stuff. So we all got dark marks on our wrists. That was fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, we were all Death Eaters. We were like, yes, I am a loyal Hufflepuff, but I also do Death Eating. It's fun.
Oh, funny.
I'm a closet Death Eater or closet Hufflepuff, one of the two. Yay, fun people
time. Everybody kept shaking their heads at me because I was a Slytherin. I'm like, you know what? Not all Slytherins are bad.
See, because that's all I saw. I only saw Gryffindors and Slytherins. I didn't see one Ravenclaw.
That's because they don't. She actually doesn't mention them too much.
Yeah.
That's like, true. She mentioned them the most in this book.
died. That's true. They actually went to the the Ravenclaw Tower. I was surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But there, it was funny because when I was listening to Pottercast, their newest episode was talking about, you know, how the little eagle on the door asks you these crazy questions, and if you were like 11 years old and you have to answer that, nobody would be able to get in. You could just, you know, you'd know where to go because there'd be a bunch of little kids trying to get into this tower because they wouldn't know the answer.
You just had to be like, in order to get it.
Yeah. Be like, where's Ravenclaw Tower? Oh, there's a group of kids trying to get in the door. That's probably it right there. See, that's why I am not a Ravenclaw, because I would sit there and be like, I just love everybody, so I'm a Hufflepuff.
It's a cat, isn't it? Yeah.
A cat.
I don't know. It's something random. It's a monkey, I swear.
I was like, what in the world? The cat?
I'm weird. Leave me alone. You know me, Lane. Come on.
Ooh.
If I said chicken, would it be the same thing?
Yes.
Oh, funny.
That was fun. Yeah. Ooh. I have a question for you guys now.
Okay.
Where was the boa constrictor going when Harry let him out of the zoo?
What? Back home.
What's back home?
Back to Africa.
Sorry.
He's going to the mice section.
Do you want me to read off the multiple answers? Oh,
yes,
not my answers, the multiple question answer, whatever, choosing. Okay. First one, A is Argentina, 2 is Brazil, 3 is Mexico, and 4 is Bahamas.
Why is everybody looking at me funny? I said South America, did I not?
Well, yeah, we have to be the specific. Don't you like how I started out with A and then I went 2, 3, 4? About A, 2.
Is it Argentina, Brazil, Mexico, and the
Bahamas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's going
to
go kicking on the beach. Yeah.
Brazil. Because he was a Brazilian, wasn't he? Brazilian. I don't know. I don't remember.
A Brazilian need, whatever. What do you say, Katrina? It's Brazil.
Dang it. That was my second guess.
Well.
I feel like he wasn't a Mexican snake, and he definitely wasn't going to go soak up the sun on the beach in the Bahamas.
Yeah, that's
true. So what was he? He was Brazil?
Yeah, he's Brazilian.
Yay, I'm good.
Ooh, here's another one. How many points is the golden snitch worth?
150?
250. Yeah,
150. Oh, check that out, baby.
Wow.
Wow, you guys are doing well. These are easy questions, so they're not hard. Ooh, here we go. What number bank vault contains the Sorcerer's Stone at Gringotts?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I'm going to read off the numbers.
Okay.
And I'm not going to go A, 2, 3, 4. So the first one is number 13.
That's what it is right there. I was like,
2 is 666. 3 is 713, and 4 is number 1.
I say 13, too.
Do you both say 13?
Ugh.
You guys are wrong. It is 713.
Oh, I'm like, dang it, there's a significance in the 7. I'm like, that has to be it right there.
I like your little 666.
Yeah, that's Harry, though. Potters would definitely choose the 666 one, you know?
Yeah. Ooh, they have like a bunch of quizzes, like the staff at Hogwarts, the ghosts of Hogwarts.
You're online, aren't you?
Speaking of ghosts, could you guys believe that the Ravenclaw's daughter was hooked up with that, like, pirate?
Bloody Baron!
The Bloody Baron, that was crazy!
That was crazy!
I was like, that is not a match I was picturing in my head.
I know, really.
Well, it was weird because when he was talking to her, she's like, at first I thought it was Ravenclaw, because, you know, she's all acting weird about the whole Horcrux thing, and then the fact that it's the daughter, I was like, whoa, crazy.
Yeah.
Now I just want to find out. See, I'm curious now. I want to know about, like, the fat friar and stuff. Was he the one that was supposed to marry the two of them or something?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Isn't he the Hufflepuff ghost? Isn't the fat friar the Hufflepuff one?
Yes.
You'd think so, because he likes
they don't have Gryffindor and Ravenclaw and Slytherin ghosts.
They do.
They do. The nearly headless Nick is the Gryffindor ghost.
But the real ones.
The real ones.
Godric Gryffindor and then...
Oh, I don't know.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be.
You wouldn't ask him. I mean, the book wouldn't be as long, but...
That, you know what, though? I could not see, like, Salazar Slytherin, who wanted all pure blood. I don't think they could be around each other anymore, you know?
Walking around school.
Well, it wasn't not only that, but it was like, to be a Hogwarts ghost, didn't you, like, have to have some kind of, like, emotional death or something like that? Where you had, like, unfinished business or something like that? And that's the only way that you got to...
You know, I wonder why she didn't put, like, Moaning Myrtle in the seventh one.
Yeah, that's a good question, because she played a big part through most of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, even the sixth one, because she was, you know, with Draco, was all sympathetic with him.
Hmm. Yeah, that's surprising.
She's just a floozy, kind of.
I just can't wait for this encyclopedia, because there's going to be stuff in there like Hagrid's mom, like we wouldn't even remember.
So now we know.
Yeah.
Blaine's not going to get over that question.
I'm not, because that made me mad. Because honestly, I guess it's just because I am not a huge hardcore fan, and so they make these, like, crazy questions.
Yeah.
Even J.K. Rowling said something about this. He's like, crazy Harry Potter fans will never be happy unless they know, like, the names of Harry Potter's, like, great-great-grandparents and their occupations and what they looked like and with their shoe size. And like, yeah,
that's
about
that
right.
True.
Like,
that was like, whoa. If they were, like, that hardcore, they need to go seek help because...
That's crazy.
You can't get into J.K. Rowling's head, you know.
Yeah. Legit, that's just, like, out of control fan people there. Well, not only that, I mean, like, I was reading some of people's, like, reaction to Deathly Hallows, and they're like, you know, my heart is broken because the series is done, my life is over, blah, blah, blah. I was like, people, there are other awesome books out there, you know? I mean, yes, Harry Potter is awesome, but it's not the end of the world just because the series is done.
Okay, hold on, you guys. I'm looking at this jacket.
Uh-oh.
Hey, what does this mean?
What?
Like, you know the picture on the jacket, right?
Yes.
Okay, so explain it to me.
So with Harry and Voldemort?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's the... Okay, you know the very end when Harry and Voldemort are circling around each other, and they both shoot off spells at each other. Harry has the Elder Wand, and he shoots off Expelliarmus, and Voldemort shoots off AK. And right then, Voldemort's wand pops out because the Expelliarmus hits him. But then the AK, that's the part right there, is when the Expelliarmus has just hit Voldemort and knocked his wand out. And so Harry's reaching up his hand to grab Voldemort's wand.
Okay, so why is
the cover of the book?
Yeah, that's
so why is there people surrounding him and in...
Because remember, they're fighting in the middle of the Great Hall with everybody around them. Because remember, that's the background is the Great Hall. That's the Great Hall. And everybody around them is the Hogwarts people that were there. Cause
like
remember,
a blur to him.
Yeah. Because when J.K. Rowling, in the writing, you can see, because it's like, you know, Harry wasn't paying any attention to anybody else but Voldemort. That was his focus.
She, like, specifically said it, too, in the book.
Mm-hmm. That's, like, exactly how she ordered it. It was like there was nothing but Voldemort that Harry could see. Which I thought was cool because Harry was being such a jerk to Voldemort. I loved it. He's like, come on, Tom. What do you got, Tom? Bring it, you know.
Yeah.
Put your money where your mouth is. It was cool. I'm just mad that Voldemort is just, like, sitting there. I hate it when they do that, though. Like, they even do it in movies where the bad guy has to sit there and explain why he's bad.
Yeah,
he's like, blah, 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 blah. And then he, like, explains how he's going to kill him. Like, I'm going to murder you, and blah, blah, blah.
You know what?
Everybody will cry. And
I hate the movies, even she did this kind of in the book, too, where it's like, they're so bad, right? I mean, we've had six books where he is just pure evil, but he was defeated so easily.
Yeah. I know, Expelliarmus killed him!
He was, defeated in, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, it's his signature move, though.
I know, that's the only spell that Harry Potter knows is Expelliarmus. That was crazy. Not only that, I mean, it's just sad. I guess I had hope for Voldemort that he was a freaking awesome bad guy, but he's a wimp.
He turned out to be the same as them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He disappointed me. I shake my head. Because, I mean, I thought freaking, like, Bellatrix and them, they are more of evil people than Voldemort was. That's my
Bellatrix was really evil.
Bellatrix is freaking and crazy insane, killing, you know, kids left and right, and he doesn't even care, and she's laughing. And Voldemort's over here in the Shrieking Shack hiding. And then the only way that he can beat Snape is to put that cage, you know, that invisible cage around him, lock him down, and then have the snake bite him. I'm like,
Well, I mean, you basically explained it because of the wand. The wand can't really do anything. I mean, he's lucky that the cage...
Well, not only that, but I mean, he thinks he's all-powerful anyways, remember? Because didn't he even say, he's like, you think you know all these spells, but I know much more magic than you do. You'd think that Voldemort would know wandless magic. Apparently he doesn't.
You know, when you're evil, you're so cocky. It's not even funny. I'm the evilest one here. Ha, ha, ha. I know this and that, and you're just stupid.
They even like said it in the book. Like I don't even remember who said it. I mean, a lot of people were saying it. He, for being so powerful, Voldemort was a very naive person.
Yes, very.
He only believed what he
wanted to believe.
He had like tunnel vision.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's how most what do you call them, villains are.
Mm-hmm.
See what they
want.
Yeah,
where they just want to be the big bad guy.
Yeah,
they love
I'm
fear.
The most powerful here, and they're just cocky, and then their cockiness is what brings them down, basically.
Yeah.
They think they're this most powerful wizard, and then all of a sudden this, like, nobody comes and just destroys them with some simple little move, just like Harry did, and they're like, what's going on? What happened?
Yeah.
You know?
I was so disappointed that Voldemort wasn't this, like, crazy villain guy, because that's what I'm holding out for. I want some freaking crazy villains that are just like, you know, and they really put the hero to the test. I mean, although Harry did get put through some tests, I mean, I wanted Voldemort, you know, like Harry was going to have to do like some kind of crazy gymnastic moves to dodge spells and stuff, you know.
I would want to see that too, because man, he doesn't seem that flexible.
He's like spinning on his head, trying to get out.
Hey! He's
doing the whole worm dance move, you know, where they could jump up
and
down on the floor. And
yeah, we're breaking.
His head and starts spinning.
Yeah.
Pop, you know, hip hop, dancing, wand, jigging.
That just reminds me of in the movie Dodgeball, where they have those gangster guys that are dodging.
Oh.
They're doing the dances while they're dodging.
We should have had it.
Hilarious.
Yes, how about
Although that totally blew away the whole seriousness of the book, but that would still be awesome.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like, you know, I mean, Harry really didn't have to work that hard to beat Voldemort.
No.
Well, he did, though.
I thought that was very good for the fact that he had just to basically walk up to him and say, kill me. You know how much nerve that takes? To say, okay, I can't really put up a fight. I have to die because that's the only way that this man, this, you know, evil being, whatever, has to die. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah. I mean, that was very awesome that Harry was able to do that. But it's just like, and Voldemort's like, yeah, I have you now. And I mean, that is just, I mean, like you guys were saying, cowardly. He's not even armed and he's like, okay, bye-bye, AK. Oh, Voldemort, come on. But then again, that also shocked me, though. Harry's laying there on the ground. Narcissa's like, you know, is Draco still alive? And he's like, yes. And she's all, he's dead.
I know, why? I don't know. That was kind of weird. I'm surprised he didn't go up to him and, like, completely, you know.
Yeah, I can't believe he did. Because he doesn't like his Death Eaters. And he's like, he doesn't put any trust in his Death Eaters, yet he trusts the fact that Narcissa says he's dead. I'm like, hello? Somebody is not the brightest crayon out of the box.
How did she know that he was still alive and he didn't? I mean, that's what I didn't understand. Like, why?
Because Narcissa was there, like, I don't want to okay, this is going to come out so wrong. But she's like, you know, she could see him breathing and stuff and was, like, feeling his chest and everything to really check. And she could see, I guess she saw him breathing or, you know, heard it.
Didn't she? And then he just kind of looked at her.
Yeah, felt him breathing. And
well, I mean, you'd think he'd be more careful about it. I mean, this is a Death Eater. I mean, it could have been Bellatrix for all he knew.
But he could see her visions.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't. Seriously, if I was Harry, you know this is a Malfoy. You know that they're very, very into Voldemort. Uh-huh. I mean, you see it with Lucius. I mean, he didn't know anything about Severus or, you know, their pact with his pact with Draco or anything. I mean, how did he know that he could trust her, you know?
Like, well,
if
that
it was
just
me,
the
I would be as
he was
as
willing
I
to take, I guess.
I don't know, that just surprised me. It caught me off guard, and I'm like, why are you breathing in front of her? I mean, you could hold your breath for as long as she was
there,
but you
can't stop your heart.
Yeah, that's true.
You go, well.
And those who can are very talented.
Those who can?
Well, I'm
wow.
sure she didn't, like, completely, like, I don't know. Because, like, if you just stick your hand on your chest, I guess you can feel it.
Jennifer, don't say you can't feel a heartbeat or I will smack you.
Right on the heart.
You have to really look. You kind of have to find it, though. I mean, if it was, like, your pulse or something. But they said that he thought that she saw him breathe.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I'm just like, for me, I would stop breathing at that point.
You know what my
hold
thing
my
is,
breath.
She asks him, she goes, is Malfoy still alive? And he's like, yes. Did nobody see him talking to her?
I know, what is that?
I guess not. Or that, or Harry has learned the really awesome way of being really sneaky. Or something.
Read her mind.
Yeah. What in the world? I don't know. That shocked me, too, that Voldemort didn't, you know, look for himself.
Well, that and the fact that how could you not hear her say, like, it's just, I don't know.
Like, why are you mumbling? Although that, I mean, Voldemort does do the, what does he do, the Imperius curse, where he makes them, you know, float in the air and do stuff. I'm like, well, okay. If that's his verification, that's kind of, I don't know. I mean, if I was Voldemort, I would AK'd him twice just to make sure, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, that would have really killed him, but, you know. But, nope, Voldemort's not a thinker. We've already figured that out.
That's true.
He's not a smart person.
Well, splitting your soul, you know, 7-8 times is just, you know.
Awesome.
Yeah. Ooh, what about freaking Neville taking out Nagini, pulling out the sword? And I love that Neville was so strong in this one.
I know, I loved how he stepped it up.
Yeah.
I was just kind of upset that he didn't get to kill Bellatrix himself, but, I mean, the Mrs. Weasley thing was awesome, too, but.
That just made my day. Just Mrs. Weasley, just going at it. Didn't we say something like that? Didn't we have I don't know, I remember one of our things we were talking about, Mrs. Weasley. But how
Mrs. Weasley?
If one of her children dies. Did we not say something like that?
Oh, well, yeah, because, I mean, she said that before, you know, that she's fiercely protective of her children.
Well, I know.
And that's the only girl in her family, so if Bellatrix is trying to take her out, Mrs. Weasley is just going to go nutso.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just remember in one of the episodes we were talking about, I don't even remember, but I just...
It's probably our second one, because that's where we were talking about all the Harry Potter stuff again.
Okay.
But, back on to Neville. I just liked the fact that he was cool, and that they were still doing Dumbledore's army when Harry's not even there. That was cool.
Yeah.
And, like, Neville's, like, the head of it, him and Luna. I was like, oh, that's so cool. Oh, Neville. It's so awesome.
I would have liked to see those two together.
Who?
You know, Luna.
Neville
and
Luna?
Yeah. Like, have them kind of at the end. Actually, I mean, they showed Draco and his Scorpio. I thought that was the stupidest name ever.
Oh, Scorpius.
Scorpio?
Yeah.
I'm like,
what? Scorpius? That's retarded. Okay, there.
Call him your horoscope.
Yeah. And his brother, Taurius.
I would love to see
them, you know, having children or, you know, being together.
Yeah, well, it's just, I mean, well, he got to be herbology professor, but that was kind of, like, declared. Like,
yeah.
Everybody wanted that, so that was kind of already known from the start that he was going to be herbology professor, but
yeah.
You never really find out about Luna.
Yeah, I mean, and then the fact that we didn't hear a whole lot of, like, after Luna's father was taken.
Whatever happened to him and stuff.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, okay, she kind of skipped over a lot of things, I think.
Well, then again, but I mean, that's just stuff that we're wondering about. I mean, that's not like, you know, essential plot holes that need to be filled. That's just stuff you wonder about.
Yeah.
Did you guys think that the beginning, like, everything was kind of slow at the beginning?
Well, I thought, well, the first chapter I loved, the whole Death Eater at Malfoy Manor. That was crazy awesome.
I mean, it's like when they're...
But I mean, the tent thing, the whole tent thing, I was so bored. I was like, oh, let's get a move on here, people.
They're giving you a lot of information, but it was just so slow. I'm just like, okay.
Well, it's, well, yeah, I mean, it's like there's so much information going on, but at such a slow pace. That's what
it was.
Yeah,
it was pretty slow.
And like I said, I mean, I didn't really think the book started picking up until the Silver Doe chapter. That's when I finally was like, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to put it down. It's, you know, I'm crazy now.
I felt the same way. I was like, what is this? As soon as they destroyed that Horcrux, I was just like, okay, now it's starting to finally, I'm really getting into it, you know. At first I was like, okay, so we're learning a little bit more information. This is good, but it's just so slow.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but the whole destroying of the Horcruxes themselves. That was nuts.
Yeah.
Especially the whole locket thing. I thought that was weird how, it, like, Hermione and Harry are all kissing and stuff. And I'm like, what the? That was weird.
I liked the kissing with Ron and Hermione. I was like,
oh, that was so cute. Because it was over the house elves.
Oh,
Ron's like, think of the house elves. And she's like, I love you, Ron.
I liked when Harry's like, you guys? We're kind of like in the middle of a big fight.
Yeah, we need to stop snogging and get to work here.
We need to step it up a little.
That reminded me of pirates. Seriously, they're like, this isn't the best time.
Like, yeah.
When he proposed to her, I was like, what?
Yeah, that was.
I was instantly pirates moment there, and I was like, oh, are you serious? This is retarded.
Yeah.
I would somehow bring pirates to Harry Potter into something.
Well, I mean, I saw a lot of similarities between a lot of things, you know, in
yeah.
the books. Like, I saw a lot of Lord of the Rings similarities in the last book, but and a lot of pirates ones. But, I mean, still liked it. It was cool.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
cute. And Harry Potter is definitely on its own, in its own little thing, genre. Harry Potter's crazy.
That's for sure. I am definitely looking forward to any other books that she is willing to write. Because you know that they're all going to have the little plot holes and the little twists. I mean, even though it was a children's book,
mm-hmm.
you know. It was
well, I mean, I know she said she's not going to get into anything as, like, intense as Harry Potter, but I'm like, it's still going to be fun to read, though.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the little, I mean, a children's book, and it has, like, all these twists and turns and, you know, this adds up to this, which helps this. And, I mean, it's just amazing. You actually have to put thought into it. And, I don't know.
I have to say, like, at the end, though, this last book, I didn't think that was a children's book.
What, book 7?
Yeah. Just, like, I'm like, whoa, that's a lot of death.
Yeah, that is definitely, like,
that's a bedtime
young
story
adult.
For everybody.
That was definitely.
And although I don't think she was imagining it when, like, her first 3 books came out, I don't think she was going to imagine it to be this big and to be so
well, not only that, but, like, the story
is
so intense.
Yeah. She said that. She said she never was expecting it to turn out the way it did. Like, she was expecting to write this one book, make some money off of it, and then probably not have a sequel or anything like that. And then it just blew up.
Ooh.
It just became...
Well, that and the fact that she has so many, like, adult audience, you know, like, older people, like, we want to, you know, we need to know what happens. And then she starts getting into more of the gruesome, you know,
older, you know, more death, more darker themes.
Well, I think she also started doing that and getting more intense is because her audience started, because a lot of people say they grew up with Harry Potter, so the audience started getting older, so as they get older, you know, they don't want to keep reading, like, little children's books. They want to read something more at their level.
Yeah.
But that's why, like, for me, like, I mean, I love all the Harry Potter books, but me being the age I am now, I have a hard time reading, like, the first one, even though I love it. I mean, it's just, like, you know, the wording and stuff back then is so different. It's just, like, it's more, it does seem more like a child book
child
to me.
Book. Yeah,
reading
no,
the first
read
and the second one, yeah, the first and second one. You know, and then as they progress, you know, they do get darker and the language gets more, you know, elaborate and everything. And I'm like, ah, see, that's the stuff I'm into. So, like, the last three books is crazy, and I loved how intense they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's more my level. But
we know what your level is, Link.
Yeah. Hey, but at least I got my battle. I was so happy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Katrina, you didn't get Weasley murders, but you did get one, so.
I was not the one I wanted.
Did we see Charlie in this book?
Yeah.
We did?
Didn't we?
At the end, I think he ended up showing up, but I don't think he did a whole lot.
Okay, because Bill was, like, and the Mary's
around, but not too much.
Yeah, Bill Mary's floor, and Charlie is the dragon one, right? Is the dragon
brother? Yeah, but he has scars and stuff now. He had, like, scars from the dragons.
Yeah.
He's the dragon one. But I thought they said Bill was the one with the dragon.
No, Charlie's the dragon because Bill is he.
Charlie's the dragon. Bill is
no, because they were talking. Bill's the one that married Fleur, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and he's the one that got bitten by Fenrir Greyback. So he was the one that was werewolf.
We saw him at the wedding. Remember, because they were talking about his scars on his face or something.
Oh, maybe. Oh, no, now I'm confused.
Yeah,
no,
me too.
No,
that's what I was, because I was talking about Weasley death, and I was like, wait a minute, do we even see Charlie?
Oh, remember, because they were talking, it was Mrs. Weasley was having nuts, so he just apparated, and he saw the kids, and they're like, hey, blah, 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 and he made a joke because the mother was going schizoid because of the wedding.
Yeah.
So it was, yeah, we did see him. At the beginning, I think we ended up seeing him at the end, too, but we didn't see him, you know, in between that time frame, other than that.
Wow, I feel so horrible. I mean, I just finished reading the book again, and I still didn't remember seeing Charlie. Wow. Although, I mean, and then they have, like, talking Patronuses, which is interesting.
That, I actually was very happy with that. I always wondered how they talked amongst themselves if they weren't allowed, like if one of them got captured, if they were in, you know, a situation like they were,
mm-hmm.
where Kinsley did his little Patronus and said, they're coming, you need to hide, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they always, in the earlier books, they always said that they communicated by Patronus, but I was like, okay, well, you know, how do you, you know, how would, I didn't, because that was before you knew that they could actually put their voices in the Patronus.
Yeah.
And so that would be hard to, you know, just like a white staff running up to you and you're like supposed to know what's going on.
Yeah.
But now that she said that they speak, you know, and I was like, ah, okay, that makes much more sense. Just kind of weird that we had to wait till the last book to figure it out, but.
I know.
Oh. Okay, so should I wanted to bring this up and see what you guys thought. It's declared big fat rumors right now, but it said that they had casted Naomi Watts for Narcissa Malfoy. Now, you guys know who she is?
Yes. And I got
to
Google it.
Yeah. Well, she was the lady in King Kong.
Oh, okay.
And like I said, that's just a rumor. It's not set in stone or anything, but they think... I think they said she'd been casted as Narcissa.
She has a look.
I think so. I think she can pull it off.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, come on. Looking at Jason Isaacs, you wouldn't think he'd be able to pull off Lucius, and you just stick a wig on him, and he's perfect.
Well, we knew that he could play evil parts to begin with.
Oh, well, yeah. But, I mean, you know, you couldn't... Some people just can't, you know, pull off their wigs. And
yeah.
He can pull off the wig.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, his Paris Hilton wig.
And they also said that Stuart Townsend had been cast in the movie too. They didn't say what role, but Stuart Townsend is the guy that played Lestat in Queen of the Damned.
Wait.
And that was
Gorgeous.
Yeah,
okay.
And he was also Dorian Gray in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. And I was trying to think, I mean, even though this is a rumor and, you know, we were just kind of, you know, bantering about what part would he play? Because this is for Half-Blood Prince.
Okay, you have to think.
Because the thing that I think that he would do an awesome job if he was playing, like, Greyback or something. Like, because he would be, like, because we've seen him as kind of a villain, you know, in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. And he would be kind of a crazy Greyback.
I don't know. That would be weird.
That or, I mean, you know he, because he definitely would be a Death Eater to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That, oh, wait, well, maybe he could be Rufus Scrimgeour. Like, well, no, because Scrimgeour has to be like a lion, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He has to be like lion-looking.
And Greyback, I don't know, he seems more of a hooked nose, kind of like a Snape with really bad mutton chops and just like frizzy hair. I don't know.
Me, I always picture Greyback in my head as like this big, buff, like scruffy guy. Like something like Wolverine looks like.
Yes. That's,
like that's how I picture it, but he's like crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I was just thinking about it. I'm like, what in the world would Stuart Townsend play? He seems just more like a Death Eater part to me.
Yes, definitely.
And I was trying to think of what Death Eaters were prominent in Half-Blood Prince and who actually really had parts that much.
Yeah.
But who else is on, when it's the whole Snape Dumbledore, what are the other Death Eaters that are, because I know Greyback's there, Snape's there, Draco's there, and I know there's somebody else there. It's another Death Eater that's there.
In book six?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was
Wormtail there?
I know he was, like, there at the fight, but I don't think he was there on the astronomy tower.
Let me look. Half-Blood Prince. Okay, I have it in my hand. Let me look.
I don't know. I can't remember. See, because I could have sworn, I mean, I'm probably wrong. There probably wasn't anybody else, but I could have sworn there was somebody else because it was like, yeah, because it was, you know, Greyback and somebody else had come running through and they saw Snape do it. But I don't know. Maybe I could be completely wrong.
Hmm.
I don't know. That excites me. And if those end up being true and, like, Stuart Townsend is in there, I'm going to be so excited. That'll be cool. I didn't think Naomi Watts, I didn't think she was British. Is she British?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I guess it's because I only see her in, like, you know, American films, but.
Yeah.
And she always has the American accent down, so I always forget. But I'm just excited. That would be so much fun. They said somebody else had been cast, but I don't think it was that significant of a casting. But I don't know. I'm just going to throw this out there, but I want to see my Sean Bean in there somewhere. I want to see him in the Harry Potter movie so bad. I always wanted him to be Greyback, but because he always played a villain in my head. But they're probably not going to do it. My last hope, I'm done. That was my little 2 cents. Let's see here. Oh, let's see. Yeah, those casting, like I said, they're big set rumors. MTV said that they were false, but who knows? I mean, because they also came out and said that Hermione wasn't going to, or Emma Watson wasn't going to sign for the last 2 films, and then she ends up signing, so.
I think, you know, honestly, I think when they decided to do the 11th movie, or the very first movie, I mean, I could have sworn my cat just scared the ever-living crap out of me. Warned that they had to sign agreeing that they were going to do all of the movies.
That's what I thought. I thought they did that way ahead of time, but I don't know. I'm just excited, like, who they're going to get to play Death Eaters. I hope they've done a pretty good job so far. My only complaint of casting ever has been Dumbledore, and that's it.
Oh, I hate Dumbledore. I want him to die. Well, he will die, but
I know.
Oh. Come on,
Katrina, there will only be 5 of us clapping when Dumbledore dies in the 6th movie.
They die, I stand up in the theater.
Yeah. We're all clapping. We're like, yay, Michael Gambon's done.
I loved the first Dumbledore. He just seemed like a Dumbledore to me.
I wish he wouldn't have died.
And they got the new one. I'm like, yeah, he looks like him, but he has a different voice. He sounds so, I don't know, not Dumbledore-ish. His voice is...
He's super energetic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's not soft and kindly. I mean, he's just like, ah, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, I mean, like, because, you know, you always, I don't know, he just doesn't seem like a father figure.
No, he doesn't. I mean, he's got the look down. He's just his, I mean, I can see Dumbledore just more with the soothing, like, it's okay. I mean, never really raises his voice, never really, you know, does a whole lot.
Remember, that Dumbledore always screams.
Like, yeah. I'm like, he's like, I picture him more like my grandfather, who's very, I mean, he never yells. I mean, even when he's upset, he's like, okay, you know, you just, you know, it's like, you disappoint me. Not like, why did you do that? Rah, 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 rah. Like, Harry Potter, you know, when he pulled the name out of the goblet, you know, landed in his hand, he's like, Harry Potter, I just put your name in the goblet of fire.
You know,
you
I
know?
Think everybody
so
hated
funny.
That part.
I was like, that's not Dumbledore, that's like possessed.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but I mean, like, in the fifth movie, you know, don't you all have studying to do? And he's, like, yelling at them. I'm all, what?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he was doing so good at first. I was like, all right, Michael Gambon. Everybody had told me he was going to do better in this one. So I'm like, okay, he's doing good. And then he comes out with that line. I'm like, ah, oh, you ruined it. Just, yeah. I mean, I keep giving my hopes. I'm like, okay, keep trying. You know, I'll keep giving him chances to see if he can, you know, improve it. And then nothing. Like,
Hey, there's four people. A lumbering-looking man with an odd, lopsided leer gave a wheezy giggle.
And this is all on top of the tower?
Yes. A-M-Y-C-U-S.
Amicus?
Yes, Amicus.
Amicus. Okay. Okay, he's one of the Kiros.
There's a lady. There's a lady.
Okay. And I know Greyback's up there.
Alcleto? That's the woman.
Oh, Alecto?
A-L-E-C-T-O.
Yeah, Alecto and Amicus are up there. Okay. They're brothers, I thought.
Well, no one's a girl. The woman gave an angry titter. Just kind of a weird little word.
Okay, so Alecto
then
and Amicus. Greyback's
are up there.
Greyback.
And then Snape.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe he could do one of those. I don't know. That's just crazy. I can't wait. Oh, man, sixth movie coming up. I'm excited.
Well,
that's
I guess I'm
like
seeing him more of a Greyback, I guess.
Do you have a goal, Matthew?
Yeah, I just, well, I'm more excited because we finally get to see, because Half-Blood Prince is so centered around Snape, like, we get to see Alan Rickman, I hope, a whole bunch in this one.
Of course.
Yeah, it was just a shame. We didn't see him hardly at all, and I mean, his lines were awesome in the fifth movie, but we didn't hardly ever see him, and now he's got his own, I hope they come out with, like, a whole poster that's just Snape, and it's, like, Half-Blood Prince.
That
would be so awesome. I'm like, ah, Snape, I love you. If anybody doesn't notice, I like Snape.
I love Snape. Snape's awesome.
He's so awesome.
Snape and Sirius. I'm serious about Sirius, you know. Ah, that's funny. Anyways. And Lupin. Oh, they're my favorites. And all the Flippin' Die. How stupid is that? I can't pick favorites that more. I can't pick favorites because then all my favorites are going to die.
See, it's the curse, Jennifer. It's the curse.
What is this? This is retarded. Like, okay, Dumbledore's okay, but I understand why she had to kill him off.
Mm-hmm.
The other three, come on. You suck.
Well, see,
you
look, Norrington dies in the Pirates fandom. Boromir
dies
in the Lord of the Rings fandom. Snape dies in the Harry Potter fandom. I'm like, ah! What are you doing to me?
Yeah,
these people are killing me. I can't handle this much heartbreak.
No! No, I heard my dad said that she it said it in one of the interviews that he recorded for me
mm-hmm.
that she wanted to kill off, but she couldn't. She wanted to kill Arthur Weasley off.
Yeah, he was the one that got the reprieve.
Yes, but she could not. She was like,
I'm like, I wish she felt that way about
I like
Snape.
Arthur.
I do too. He's funny to me.
Yes. I was glad it wasn't him. Like I said, I would rather have Ron die. Sad as that sounds, I'd rather have Ron die. I mean, I think he's more of a, like I said, have him push either Harry or Hermione, you know, out of the way and just take it full blow, you know?
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, I'm so upset.
Well, yeah, and I mean, you know, because they also had that other one where it's like one person got the reprieve and two died that weren't supposed to, and of course the two that died that weren't supposed to were Lupin and Tonks.
Of course.
And I was like, aw, that's sad. I mean, I liked them. I'm like, you just barely started getting into this relationship with them, and then they die. And I was like, aw. And it was just, I feel more like Katrina, where it's like, I was so sad for the kid, because, you know, once you find out they die, I was like, oh, no, you know? Their kid, they just had a kid, he's a baby.
Father, so that's good, I guess. But it's just like a replay. So maybe he's going to become the boy who lived again, you know?
Yeah, that was so sad. I was like, oh, they just had a kid and they were so happy, you know? And then they died. I was like, oh, sad.
Well, at least he accepted it. He was so thrilled that he finally got his boy, you know? It's my child. At least he wasn't still angry at the fact that, you know.
I just can't believe in the beginning he came over to Grimmauld Place and he was
I know! What? I never would see Lupin like that. Like, I could never picture him like that in my mind because he's this soft, gentle, you know, man who.
And he wanted to leave Tonks behind with the kid. I was like, what are you doing?
That's not a Lupin to me.
Yeah, that made me really angry.
I could see like a Sirius, but not a Lupin.
Oh, yeah, well, Sirius kind of seems more of that, like, you know, run and when you find out you have a kid, but I don't know. That was so sad.
I mean, Lupin took such a liking to Harry. He's like one of his, he was more like a father figure to him, and I'm surprised that he even had such doubts and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
About the son, you know? Oh, I was thinking about death, of course, when, when Hagrid almost died, I was in tears. I was like, you cannot kill Hagrid off.
Yeah, that was, I remember somebody saying that Hagrid was in trouble, and I was like, uh-oh, now he might just die. And then they said he was lying lifeless on the ground, I was like,
no. No, and then when they showed him,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my gosh, he's so, I was like jumping for joy, I'm like, yes, oh my gosh, I was so upset,
Yeah, I was gonna be like, I'm done, I'm not reading it now, Hagrid would have died.
I know, the second chapter, no, I'm done.
Oh, that's what I did with Sirius, I literally screamed, I threw my book across the room, and I just walked away. I'm like, are you serious? You cannot kill Sirius. I was so upset. And then I'm like, I have to finish it, though. I was so mad, but I have to finish it. Yeah, anyways. That's my little ranting for the hour.
All righty. Well, I do have some good news for everybody who is on our site and listens to the show. I just talked to the site that was thinking about being our sponsor, and it looks like so far everything's going through.
Oh, yay.
And we're in talks for having them. They are putting together a commercial for us to play.
Oh, cool.
On our show, and it's twilighttees.com. That's a Stephanie Meyer shirt site that one of my sister's really good friends is one of the CEO co-founders of the site. And we were in talks about having them sponsor us, you know, and just have, because they have what, like, I want to say over 1 million page views now, and they've only been on the internet for 6 months.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, get us in on some of that action, you know. And so I'm like, hey, we'll play, since we're fans, you know, I'm like, we'll play a clip, a little commercial clip on our show if you'll have, like, a link to us and, like, a little advertisement for our show on the site.
Uh-huh.
And so far, it looks like it's going through.
Maybe they can get
Ooh.
It down in
yeah.
the best
on T-shirts and all that fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. When my sister was down, she wore the shirts, and they looked really cool. She had the Vampires Are Forever one. She wore that one one day. And what was the other one? Oh, they have a trademark one that's, you know, she's tougher than that. She runs with vampires.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister wore that one. That one is a cool shirt. I really liked that, too. And
maybe we can do our little ATH crest or something.
Oh, yeah. We haven't had everything figured out, but so far it's going through, you know. I mean, we're in talks. They're willing to do it. They're willing to hook something up with us, so.
Ooh.
I was just really excited because I just got that email like 2 days ago where it said, hey, you know, we're putting together the commercial now. What do you guys, you know, want us to do on our site? And I was like, hey, you know. Just send some people over to listen to us. That's all I want, you know.
Yeah.
I want 1 million people listening.
If we can get, I mean, kind of like a back and forth thing to where we can bring more people both on both sides, I'm like, we can send them people to get our shirt and to have them look at their, you know, and maybe
mm-hmm.
just get like a little discount, you know, how they did like with GoDaddy.com. Like
yeah.
get like a 5% discount on their entire purchase. I mean, something like that. Or 10% discount. I mean, that would be cool. And then that way they listen to us and buy their shirt.
Mm-hmm. I think that's cool. I mean, not only that. I mean, it's just like it works out for both
yeah.
parties. I mean, you know, they get for whoever, you know, hasn't gone to the site and listens to our show can go to the site. And then whoever goes to the site and doesn't know about the show, you know, and it just works both ways. It's a win-win type thing. So.
Yeah.
It's fun. I'm excited the opportunities popped up. But that also leads us into our topic for next Sunday is going to be all about vampires.
Yay.
So no holes barred on that one. It's just everything.
Oh.
Vampire lore, vampire movies, vampire books, favorite vampire characters or favorite vampires known in history.
Mm-hmm.
We've already got requests for people who want to call in for that one.
Oh, good.
Because, I mean, the reason I'm pretty sure a lot of us didn't get calls, like, Wendy and Tim haven't finished the book yet, so they're like, sorry, we can't call. My brother and his fiance are interested in our show, and they're going to call in with the vampire one, so I'm really excited.
I need to talk to you after the show about, I was talking to some of my friends about different things for the show.
Oh!
Web page stuff and, you know, all that fun stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's, I mean, like, our next show is going to be all about vampires, so. And that's just going to be because Stephanie Meyer's book comes out in, what, 2 weeks now?
Ooh,
or a
yep.
week and a half? Yep. And so we want to celebrate that and start getting into the whole vampire thing. And I've always wanted to talk about vampires. So
yeah.
I'm like, that's going to be fun. I've just watched Queen of the Damned and everything, so I am ready to start talking about awesome vampire stuff.
Oh wow! I need to read those books again.
Yeah,
those books.
Yeah.
But
yeah, well, we're coming up actually on our 2 hour time
wow.
limit. We've actually been on the air for 2 hours.
Wow, that's.
And we stayed on topic the whole time. Look at us. We should win a trophy. We should win a Hufflepuff cup Horcrux.
I want the Slytherin locket. Sorry.
Oh, we're all cool. We get to win Horcruxes now.
Yay! What do you want?
Katrina.
Katrina.
Oh, I know what she wants. She just wants Alec Hopkins.
Yep.
Which, by the way, I did look him up, and he is pretty cute. I liked him as young Snape, but he's pretty cute.
I told you. Oh, I was so mad that they didn't show... Like,
his underpants?
On that. No, that like there was hardly anything on it. Like, they should just a little snippet. I was like, oh, can you, like, make it longer?
There'll be a lot more, though, in the 7th movie.
Oh, heck yeah. They better have the same guy playing it, too.
Yeah, they better keep with the people that they have. Because they did a good job
mm-hmm.
with the casting on that.
But, yeah. Alrighty, well... I hate to say it, but we're going to have to break up the show because we have like a minute left.
Yeah.
But
all right.
This was fun. I'm glad Katrina showed. That's awesome. Because, I mean, you know, as much fun as Jennifer and I like talking to each other, it gets in trouble when it's just us. So Katrina gave a nice balance to it.
Yeah.
See, it shows dedication, but yep, we did have some listeners tuning in to us tonight, so we want to thank them for listening.
Thank you.
And, yep.
Thank you.
We're all happy. We're glad. Tune in next week for a vampire episode. That'll be fun. But, yep, so this is Astronomy Tower Hour coming to you live from Arizona, 10 p.m. to midnight every Sunday night. This is Lane with my co-hosts.
Oh, Jen.
Trina.
Yep. And we'll see you next week for our vampire episode. So everybody have a great week.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye.